Begonnen hat die moderne Zirkadianrhythmik mit der Forschung der Zirbeldrüse. Und zwar um 1898.
In 2003, two independent labs discovered that there's a third receptor in the retina that we had not known up until then.
So the problem with jet lag is similar to the problem with night shift work, but due to its not so chronic component, we have more of a disruptance of mental health, especially in vulnerable individuals, so people with affective or psychotic disorders.
We saw that there was a 50% increase in breast cancer risk in women who had been or who had had a high probability of being exposed to light at night.
The way hypoxia can be induced in these animals can be quite different. So we can use environmental oxygen tensions, reduction of the oxygen tension.
We are left with about 4,800 children that are born to 4,000 mothers.
So these were really a few studies, small, rather small studies, showing that morning vaccination was superior to afternoon or evening vaccination. Always two groups were compared, so there was no like continuous data.
Everyone who is interested in circadian rhythm research in a sort of biological rhythm and well-being lab summary, which we, by the way, dedicate to the memory of Erhard Haus.